Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast, Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we conclude chapter 1 in Romans with verses 28 through 32. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God handed them over to their undiscerning mind to do whatever is improper. They are filled with every form of wickedness, evil, greed, and malice, full of envy, murder, rivalry, treachery, and spite. They are gossips and scandal mongers, and they hate God. They are insolent, haughty, boastful, ingenuous in their wickedness, and rebellious toward their parents. They are senseless, faithless, heartless, ruthless, although they know the just decree of God that all who practice such things deserve death. They not only do them, but give approval to those who practice them. Well, natural law. I'm unsure how people of today are expecting us to sit back and just forget it. I, for one, was forced to experience unnatural law. Exactly what he's speaking of today, Paul wants us to acknowledge God over our own desires. Those things that are so improper that all they do is lead to death. The Lord doesn't accept excess as the truth of living redeemed. His desire is less than more concerning all aspects of natural law. When we indulge in this unnatural way of living, we find death as the ultimate nightmare of living life for self. Yet in every instance of serving the world, we can become one in fulfilling all righteousness by being alive in Christ, surrendered to living His holy will. The ugly truth is that I fell victim to this excess once, wanting to kill myself over the trauma received when I was forced to even consider a homosexual lifestyle, making me confused, wanting to search out more shame in dominating others while abusing drugs to see death as the final wish. It isn't pretty, as I remember the men who now have gone before me, swallowed up by the disease of too much, too soon, but too late to stop. Death is where they sit now in a grave or burned up to ashes sitting in an urn while I sit and preach what God has done to me, finding redemption forever, seeking forgiveness of what I couldn't control without Jesus. Amen. Here, we find the real reasons why God wants natural acts of truth to be displayed by the humanity He created to serve, utilizing love, hope, and faith of mercy to overcome all desires of your unnatural will against laws naturally displayed where life has a chance to flourish, not be canceled in dismay. I know that we all have experienced things that are just seemingly too much. And once you admit them in the name of Jesus, it is the name we forever learn to trust, to forgive as to be forgiven, and to find more in Him and less in excess of sin. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. And I know You died and rose for me. I continue to pray for our children aloud. Today I specifically pray for my son, Alan, as I direct today's gospel message to him. I ask for forgiveness over and over to my daughter, who has no idea what happened, and I hope that she can see and believe in forgiveness too. We pray for our other children, Gabriel and Julian and Alan, Jeffrey. We pray for Jeffrey, who just lost his job, and he picked up a job soon. We pray for our grandchildren, who I read to daily, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. You can learn more at Wigio. That's Papa Wigio on YouTube. We pray for this new adventure. We pray for those who are dying today, those that have come across our paths, those that we do not know. We ask for peace in their death, in Jesus' name. As we pray for Holy Mother Church, in Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I'm a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, continuing to practice, pray, and proclaim what Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 are lived in my life. Today's poem comes from Romans 1, as we conclude Romans chapter 1 today. It's a three-stanza poem. It's tri-lines. It's titled, God Haters Lustful. God acknowledged not improper mind undiscerning, wickedness, murder spot, envy, greed, churning, scandal mongers, gossips, rivalry, spite, treachery, boastful, parental rebellion, bribery, God haters, lustful, heartless, faithless, senseless, just decrees known, practicing God haters, death approval shown. Amen. Well, you'll get death if you practice the hating of God, or you dig up boastful treachery and spite. Look for forgiveness in Jesus as the right way to ignite the beauty of living redeemed. It's such a wonderful thing. It's life, as we all want to sing. Can't you understand my bling? I'm Tom Show Cruz Williams. It's October 22nd, 2021, and I'm recording this morning at 6:18 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. Continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Continue to remind everyone that Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated. We are a 501c3 certified IRS company. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, thanks for joining us today. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, I did some impromptu work today as we close up our podcast in the name of Jesus. What a wonderful opportunity to see and understand what we're up against in the world today. As they wanted us to accept all things as the divine will of God. Really, that's what they call this amazing natural law. Is that it's just what God intended, which it is not. If that was the case, I do believe that we would have seen something more listed and described. But that's not the case. What the case is that we find Jesus calling us to live in a natural state of bliss. When you are one with your spouse, you find this in all things. I know many who feel that, who have been surrounded by that love for a long, long time. It's a beautiful thing, and it is the natural law. We can love others, but to lust is where we find our death. And help those who are in that lustful state. Admonish with the beauty of what Jesus brings to your life, which is life itself. Amen. Thanks again for joining us today. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. John and Marie, as I always do. God bless each and every one of you. As we close, in the name of Jesus.